Carville, Dutch election is a warning to Dems. You pay a price for being the disorder party. By Ian Hanchett on December 2, 2023. During the overtime segment that airs on CNN of the HBO show Real Time on Friday, Democratic strategist James Carville stated that the election results in the Netherlands are a warning sign for Democrats because people like immigrants. But what they don't like is disorder, and when you become the disorder party, whatever it is, you pay a price. Marr asked his panel a question from a viewer. Is the rise of anti-immigration Dutch politician Geert Wilders a warning to the liberals in America that they need to take our immigration crisis more seriously? He added, so, if you don't follow the story, Geert Wilders, he's been running forever in Holland. Of course, the New York Times calls him a far-rightist. They call all these people, Meloni in Italy is another one. Viktor Orban is kind of a far-rightist in Hungary. But I think some of them are just, Brexit in England was part of this. People are feeling they are not welcome almost in their own home because of the kind of immigration that these people are fighting against. After Marr and Rubin report host Dave Rubin discussed the question, Carville said, I think your question was the election in the Netherlands, is that some? Marr then cut in to say, a harbinger for. Carville cut in to continue his response, do you want a sharp, truthful answer? Yes, it is, because people, but understand this, people like immigrants, okay. What they don't like is disorder, and when you become the disorder party, whatever it is, you pay a price. Now, one of the reasons that we're having this problem. This is what 3.6% unemployment does for you. Do you think we're the only people that know that? Or do you think, and by the way, if somebody, if you've got a woman who lives in Honduras and she walks with a 10-year-old and 6-year-old to the Mexican border and wants to come into this country, come on in, lady. You're a motivated person. We need you, period. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.